Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Darien Township Board of Supervisors reorganization meeting. Scheduled for tonight, 7 p.m., and we're going to begin. First, couple of housekeeping announcements as usual. On the agenda, you'll notice that it says we met in an executive session at 6 p.m. That is not true. We did have no executive session before the meeting. We are going to hold a brief 15-minute executive session at the conclusion of this evening's meeting to discuss land matter, but there was no meeting prior to the regularly scheduled reorganization meeting. So we're going to call this meeting to order. I'm going to ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so before we begin the actual reorganization meeting, we have first matters of importance to address are the swearing in of two officials this evening. One is our tax collector, who is by me, and one is myself. Mr. Corrado is scheduled to be sworn in tonight to be at this evening's meeting. He's given me permission to announce to the group that he could not be here tonight. He had underwent a medical procedure last week. He was only discharged from the hospital yesterday and just wasn't well enough to come here for this meeting. So he is excused, obviously, for his attendance this evening, as understood. He was very disappointed, but obviously his health is the most important thing. So he'll be sworn in either later this week here and or at some other time by Judge Marsico, but we'll work that detail out. And he's excited to be to join the board and to get going, and he fully anticipates being at the meeting at the end of the month. So with that being said, I'd like to first welcome Dauphin County Judge Edward M. Marsico, Jr., who we're delighted to be here in Darien Township tonight to do the swearing-in ceremonies for us. And I invite our tax collector, Lou Pioletti, forward and have Judge Marsico swear in Lou first, and then I'll go second. And I know we have the oaths of office for you to administer to both of us. Come, Judge.
Prepare to take the oath of office.
And your
heart. Please raise your right hand.
I say your
name. I, Louis Pioletti,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And I will discharge my duties.
And I will discharge my duties.
As tax collector of Darien Township.
As tax collector of Darien Township.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Your Honor.
Anything you want me to ask him while he's under oath? Mr. Burtz, are you prepared to take the oath of office?
I am, Your Honor.
Please raise your right hand. I, E. Christopher Burtz.
I, E. Christopher Burtz.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And I will discharge my duties.
And I will discharge my duties.
As a township supervisor.
As a township supervisor.
For the township of Darien.
For the township of Darien.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Darien Township over the first time. I forgot it was the first.
We interchange.
I want to get that right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate greatly you being here tonight. I swear to Mr. Pioletti and myself, and we know that you had a full day at court in Dauphin County, so we appreciate you coming out to do this for us.
Well, it's an honor to be here. All Italian night here, I guess, in Darien Township. I think most of you know that Chris and I worked together many years ago in the DA's office, and just very proud to see all that Chris has done with his career and the leadership role that he's played here in Berry Township throughout the year. So it's an honor to be here to swear in both gentlemen and with his lovely wife, who is the true brains of the operation in that household. It's great to be here. So thanks for both of you having me down here.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. You. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Everybody for indulging us for the last swearing-in ceremony, and we'll move then to Mr. Christman, the roll call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Zavuda?
Here.
Supervisor Russo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are four present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you very much. We've noted the absence, the excused absence of Mr. Chairman. So at this time, we'll open up the floor to a visitor or public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board at this time, or this director is invited to do so, and indicate that it's, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is an active policy of the township to take report on all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. What goes hand in hand with that is that when you come forward, if you go to the podium, we ask that you state your full name, first and last, and your address, so that we can keep those minutes accurate for posterity. So, anyone wishing to address the board at this time? All right, if not, we will head into reorganization, and as is done every year, typically done, the board selects, essentially takes a motion to appoint the township manager as temporary chair to run us through the first set of, you know, our board reorganization. So this time, I'll make a motion that we appoint Mr. Christman, temporary township chairman. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any discussion? Here or none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and therefore, Mr. Christman, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. Members of the board, this is the opportunity for you as individual members to select your slate of officers for the calendar year 2022. I'm going to open the floor momentarily for the nomination of chairman, vice chairman, and secretary. At which time members are free to make put names into nomination, and we would close with a second and then have a voice vote. At this time, I'm going to open the floor for nominations for the positions of chairman, vice chairman, and secretary.
I would like to make a motion to nominate a slate of officers: Chris Abruzzo as chairman, Natalie Nutt as vice chairman, and Carter Wyckoff as secretary.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on the part of the board? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the floor is yours.
Okay, well then we'll now address the remaining slate of official positions, the first being Assistant Secretary. Do you have a recommendation, Mr. Chrisman?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I have a recommendation to appoint myself, Christopher Chrisman, as Township Assistant Secretary.
All right. I'll make a motion that we appoint Mr. Chrisman, Assistant Secretary. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Zamudin seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Chrisman is so appointed. The next position on the list is that of Treasurer. Mr. Chrisman, do you have a recommendation?
You, Mr. Chairman, myself again, Christopher Chrisman for Township Treasurer.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to nominate Mr. Chrisman as Township Treasurer.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamudin. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion and appointing Mr. Chrisman as the Township Treasurer, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Chrisman is so appointed. The next position for appointment is that of Township Solicitor. Mr. Chrisman, do you have a recommendation?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I'm recommending the firm of Grimm, Bean, and Thatcher as our Township Solicitor.
All right, I'll make a motion that we appoint the law firm of Grimm, Bean, and Thatcher as our Township Solicitor. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Grimm, Bean, and Thatcher is appointed our Township Solicitor. The next position to be appointed is that of Township Engineer. Again, Mr. Chrisman, do you have a recommendation?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I'm recommending HRG as to continue on as our Township Engineer.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to nominate HRG as the Township Engineer.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by Mr. Zamudin. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the term of HRG is appointed as Township Engineer. Did I miss one?
No, I just wanted to make a point of order once you're done with that point.
Sure.
Since we did the entire slate, I would like the board to approve Resolution 2022-01 in its entirety so that is on the record, and that contains the entire slate. I can read that into the record. As Chairman of the Board, E. Christopher Abruzzo, Vice Chairman Natalie Nutt, Township Secretary Carter Wyckoff, Township Assistant Secretary Christopher Chrisman, Township Treasurer Christopher Chrisman, Township Solicitor Grimm, Bean, and Thatcher, and Township Engineer HRG Incorporated. And that is the body of Resolution 2022-01.
All right, therefore, I will make a motion, Mr. Chrisman, that we adopt Resolution 2022-01. Is there a motion? A second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamudin. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting Resolution 2022-01, which is the slate of officers referenced by Mr. Chrisman, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, 2022-01 is adopted. And we didn't need an assistant treasurer, correct?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't miss one. All right, moving along then. That takes care of item A1 under resolutions. The next item is B2. It's the establishment of the manager's bond plan. That's resolution number 2022-02. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 2022-02 sets the bond rate for the township manager for the calendar year 2022, and that shall be not less than $1.5 million.
All right, we can, based on Mr. Chrisman's recommendation, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the manager's bond limit, Resolution 2022-02.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamudin to adopt the resolution and set the limit at $1.5 million for year 2022.
Is it 1.5 or 5.1?
1.5. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting resolution number 2022-02, establishing the manager bond limit at $1.5 million.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Yeah, I hear things constantly. So. Next item on the agenda is C3, is the appointment of a delegate and an alternate delegate to the state convention for resolution number 2022-03. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, the Board of Supervisors has the opportunity to appoint both a delegate and an alternate delegate to attend the annual PSATS conference here in Hershey. I don't quite remember who was our delegate and alternate last year.
I think Rick and I, right? We haven't even had a chance to go the last 2 years. I want to peruse the snowplows, all the stuff.
They will have their conference this year, so would you guys like to be the delegates again this year?
We're a jinx. I think we're a jinx, Rick. So, yes, put us on. It'll snow.
All right, then I'll make a motion to appoint Mr. Zmuda, the delegate, and Mr. Wyckoff, alternate delegate, to the state 2022 State Convention. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the resolution, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Resolution 2022-03 is adopted. The next item is D4. It's the selection of depositories for township funds. It's resolution number 2022-04.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As noted, the resolution 2022-04 sets the depositories for the Township of Derry for the calendar year 2022. And as we had noted in the past, we do list a majority of the banks within the township to allow the administration to move funds when there's an opportunity to do so that would be meaningful and beneficial to the township. So this resolution allows us to do that a little cleaner as we move forward.
Very good. I have no questions for Mr. Chrisman. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to approve resolution number 2022-04, establishing the banks that the Township of Derry will work with have the possibility of working with in the next year.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zmuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the resolution, I'm just going to say that, that's easiest. All those in favor of approving resolution number 2022-04, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And 2022-04, naming the depositories for the township for 2022 are approved, is approved. The next item is E5, it's the naming of money to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2022.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 2022-05 allows for funds from the foreign fire insurance tax that are collected throughout the Commonwealth to pass through here to Derry Township to our volunteer fire company, in this case the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company. This resolution sets that to take place this year. Each year, each calendar year, you should reset this.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to approve resolution 2022-05, naming
monies
to be paid over to the Hershey
Firemen's
Relief Association for this year, 2022.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving resolution number 2022-05, naming the money to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2022, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion is approved unanimously. That takes us to the next item on the agenda under reorganizations. It's the Board of Supervisor Appointments. So I guess the easiest way to do it is I'll lay out each of the appointments, or each of the items. And I will suggest, based on discussions with the different supervisors, if they want to be reappointed to different boards, you know, we'll do so. So let's start with the first one. F6 is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a 3-year term. It's to fill my expired term. I would very much like to continue serving on that board, so I'd like to make the motion to reappoint myself to the Library Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing all of those in favor of approving my appointment to the Library Board for one three-year term, please vote aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the appointment is surveyed. The next item is G7, is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term. This is the unexpired term of Susan Court. So again, this is a supervisor term. I keep screwing that up. I'll make a motion, seeing as though Mr. Corrado is already a citizen member of the board, and he will essentially, by becoming a member of the board of supervisors, free that position up for a citizen, and he can slide into this role that this court has played on that board. I'll make a motion that we name Michael Corrado, a member of the Board of Supervisors, to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board for a five-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Corrado is appointed to the Parks and Rec Board. The next item is H8. It's the appointment of two members of the board to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms. Those are the expiring terms of Susan Court and Carl Wyckoff. I would like at this time, unless there's someone with a burning desire, I'd like to nominate Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Corrado to serve that one-year term on the Police Pension Advisory Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Corrado are appointed accordingly. The next item is I-9. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association for a two-year term. This would be the expiring term of Mr. Zamuda. This time I would like to make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Zamuda to another two-year term on the Tax Association Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Zamuda to the Tax Collection Association for a two-year term, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Zamuda is so appointed. J10 is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term. This would be to fill my expired term. I would say that in my brief experience on both serving on both the Library Board and the Endowment Trust, there's so much crossover between the two, I found it very helpful. So I'd like to nominate again myself to serve that another one-year term on the Library Endowment Trust. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing myself to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and motion passes, and I am appointed accordingly. K-12 is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Subdivision Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for a one-year term. So to fill the expired terms of Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Zamuda. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Zamuda and Mr. Wyckoff to the Subdivision Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for a one-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Zamuda are so appointed. Next is L12. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms. This would be to fill the expired terms of Mrs. Nutt and Mr. Zamuda. Again, I would be more than happy to reappoint Mrs. Nutt and Mr. Zamuda as transportation liaisons for one-year terms. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the appointments, reappointments of Mrs. Nutt, Mr. Zamuda to the transportation liaisons, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Next item, the last item in this section is M13. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors of the Tarrant Township and Tarrant Township School District Working Group for 1 year term. This is essentially filling the expired terms of myself and Mrs. Nutt. Historically, those two representatives were the chair and the vice chair of the Board of Supervisors, and the representatives from the school district were the president and vice president of the school district, or the school board. So with that, is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make the motion that we...
Did you want to make it, Rick?
No, go ahead.
I'll go ahead and make the motion that we reappoint Mr. Russo, this is not as the township representatives, as our supervisors, if you will, to the joint working group of the school district. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion second by Ms. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of reappointing Mr. Russo and Mrs. Nutt to the joint working group committee, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Mrs. Nutt and myself are reappointed. Give everybody a chance to breathe. Chief Warner and Mr. Sasson are intently, you guys, they're ready to go. They're ready for this next round, okay? Can't hold them back. We're going to plow through this. All right, this is the appointments to our authorities, boards, and committees. So these are the appointments of folks from the general public who might have submitted letters of interest to Mr. Crispin by December 15th, indicating an interest to serve or a desire to serve. We will move through the appointments. In your materials, each of us has the different letters of interest that people submitted. So you'll see the names under each of these headings, under each of these appointments, the folks that have applied. So for letter N, 14-50, we have to appoint two members to the general authority for a two-year term. That's the expiring term of Mr. Jeffrey Kraut and an unexpired vacancy. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to nominate Jeffrey Kraut and Jeff Circuit for a one-year term to the general authority. Oh, I'm sorry, a two-year term to the general authority.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion?
What's a five?
Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Kraut and Mr. Circuit to the general authority for a two-year term, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed?
Chris. Excuse me. One is a five-year term. One is a two-year and one is a five-year. The vacancy is a five-year.
Well, here's what I would propose. So we'll have to kind of back up here then. I would propose, since Mr. Kraut has been serving, reappoint Mr. Kraut to the five-year term, and then we appoint Mr. Serkin to the two-year term. Is that acceptable? Anybody have any other better ideas? And I said, I know Mr. Kraut is here, so he's looking at me in a very disturbed manner. He does not want a five-year term. Too bad. So why don't we withdraw the motion? Whoever made the motion. Who made that motion?
That's me.
Can you withdraw that and then make separate motions for a five-year to your term?
So I will withdraw my previous motion, and I will make the first motion to nominate Jeffrey Kraut for a five-year term to the general authority. Do we do them separately?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zavuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Kraut to the five-year term to the general authority, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Kraut is so appointed.
Okay, and I will make a new motion to nominate Jeff Circuit for a two-year term on the general authority.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zavuda. Any further discussion or any discussion at all? All right. If not, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Circuit to the two-year term to the general authority, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Serkin is so appointed. The next item is 16-17. It's the appointment of one member to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a 2-year term. This is the expired term that Jim and Galso was serving. I will make a motion that we appoint Matt Wildeson to the 2-year term on the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Wildeson to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Wildeson is so appointed. The next item is P18-27. It's the appointment of two members to the Board of Library Directors for 3-year terms. These members would fill the expired terms of Lee Ann Dornberger and Jordan Ingley. Would these also both be 3-year terms?
Yes.
Yeah, and since I don't have mine open, I'll ask you that each time there's multiples just so I don't make that mistake again. Sure. So these are both 3-year terms. Do we have a motion?
Can we nominate two people at the same time or one at a time?
In my theory, you can nominate, but is there equivalent terms?
Yeah, that's what I would suggest.
Then I'd like to make a motion to nominate Jordan Yeagley for a new term and Karen Golan for a new term for the library board.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second her motion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Yeagley and Ms. Golan to 3-year terms on the Library Board of Directors, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and both Mr. Yeagley and Ms. Golan are appointed. Next item is Q28, the appointment of one member to the Municipal Authority. This is the Derry Township Municipal Authority, the Sewer Authority, for a 5-year term. This is the expired term of Ron Furman. Do we have a motion?
I will make a motion that we nominate Ron Furman for another 5-year term. He is quite an asset to the authority, I must say.
Agreed. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of reappointing Mr. Ronald Furman to a 5-year term of Derry Township Municipal Authority, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Furman is so appointed. Next item is R29-33. It's the appointment of two members to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board for a 5-year term. This is for the expired term of Mr. Anthony Potter, and then the remainder of the term that Mr. Corrado is filling as a citizen, and that, you know, he was appointed to serve as a supervisor, so we're going to fill two spots. So that's, just so I'm clear, that's a 1 5-year term and then
1 2-year.
1 2-year term. So we'll take, would you prefer two motions on it or one that's explicit?
Either or. I mean, whatever you're comfortable with, and you can split it up if it makes it easier.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we appoint Jack Bishop to the 5-year term of Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion? I just want, Mr. Bishop is also the chairman of the Moeller Center Board. So this was an opportunity to have, because of the opening of the new community center, an opportunity to have someone that's also very much involved in the Moeller Center to have a seat on the advisory board so that the Moeller Center, who's the largest occupant of the facility, that they at least have some insight, exposure, a voice with the Parks and Rec Advisory Board on matters pertaining to the community center. And so I think it makes good sense. Jack has served on the school board many years ago and well-known member of the community, so I was pleased to work with him on this appointment. So a motion been first and seconded. And any further discussion? All right, hearing on all those in favor of appointing Jack Bishop to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Bishop is expired to 1 5-year, is appointed to 1 5-year term on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. Now we can take a second motion, another motion for the unexpired term of Mr. Navarro.
I'll make a motion to nominate Kat English for the unexpired term, replacing Mr. Corrado on the Park and Recreation Advisory Board.
Motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Kat English to the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, a 2-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mrs. English is so appointed. The next item is S-34-41. It's the appointment of one member to the Planning Commission for a 4-year term. It's the expired term of Jill St. John. Do we have a motion?
I offer a motion to appoint Mike Guntram to the Planning Commission for a 4-year term.
All right, motion made to appoint Mike Guntram to the Planning Commission. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any discussion?
Really? Oh, my God. You're hearing one of those.
I'm in a
You're
funk,
old.
Man. I need to look up here for a second. I apologize.
Deep breath. Do your chant.
Thank you for your indulgence, Mr. Zamuda. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Correct the record. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. All those in favor of appointing Mr. Guntram, a 4-year term on the Planning Commission, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Mr. Guntram is appointed to a 4-year term on the Planning Commission. The next item is T-42. It's the appointment of one member of the Police Pension, or to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term. This is to fill the expired term of Mr. Lou Ravenna. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to nominate Lou Verdelli again for another 1-year term to the Police Pension Advisory Board.
All right, Ms. Nutt makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a discussion? If not, all those in favor of appointing Lou Verdelli to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Lou Verdelli is appointed to the Police Pension Advisory Board for 1-year term. The next item is U. It's 43-45. It's the appointment of 2 members to the Shade Tree Commission for a 1-year term and a 2-year term. So we'll take these separately. These are for the expired terms of Sandra May and David Heidelmark. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Sandra May to a 1-year term on the Shade Tree Commission. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Sandra May to the Shade Tree Commission for a 1-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mrs. May is so appointed. I'll go ahead and make a second motion that we appoint David Heilmark to a 2-year term on the Shade Tree Commission. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Ms. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing David Heilmark to the Shade Tree Commission for a 2-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Mr. Heilmark is appointed for a 2-year term on the Shade Tree Commission. The next item is V-46-49. This is the appointment of 3 members to the Tax Collection Association for 3-year terms. So we could take all 3 in one motion. This would fill the expired term for Linda Iyer and 2 unexpired vacancies. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to nominate Linda Iyer, Kim O'Connell, and Robert Sermonera for 3-year terms to the Tax Collection Association.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Andrew Zanuda. Is there any discussion? Hearing on all those in favor of appointing Linda Iyer, Bob Cervenera, and Kim O'Connell to the Tax Association Board of the Tax Collection Association for 3-year terms, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, they are so appointed. That takes us to W50. It's the appointment of one member to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for a 5-year term. This is filling the expired term of Chris Dawson. Do we have a motion? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Dawson to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for a 5-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of reappointing Mr. Dawson, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Dawson is so appointed. Next item is X51, appointment of one member to the Vacancy Board for a 1-year term. This is to fill the expired term of Kelly Fidelli. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to, nominate Kelly Fidelli to serve as Vacancy Board Chair.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Kelly Fidelli to a 1-year term on the Vacancy Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mrs. Fidelli is so appointed. And lastly, Y52-57 is the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a 5-year term. This is to fill the expired term of Dean Morgan. Do we have a motion?
I will make a motion that we nominate or appoint Tom Deaconitis to Zoning Hearing Board.
Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Tom Deaconitis to the Zoning Hearing Board for a 5-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Deaconitis is first. Alright, thank you. That takes us down. We take a little breather, but that'll take us to the most fun of all is the staff appointments. So you can see how excited the staff is for these appointments. It looks like Tom Clark is grimacing. That's just Tom's mobile. He's actually very happy about this. Alright, Z58 is the appointment of one member to the Capital Region Council of Governments and one member as an alternate for 1-year terms. Capital Region Council Governments of COG, we refer to as the COG. These are to fill the expired terms of Tom Clark and Chris Christman. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we reappoint Tom Clark and Chris Christman, Mr. Clark as the member and Mr. Christman as the alternate to the Capital Region COG for 1-year terms. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oops, sorry. Right, motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Clark and Mr. Christman to the COG as members and alternates for 1-year terms, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and these appointments are so made. The next item is AA59. It's the appointment of one emergency management coordinator and one deputy coordinator with the Emergency Management Agency for 1-year terms. This essentially fills the expired terms of Tim Roach, Steve Beard, and Todd Bagnarulo. And then we maybe leave the one coordinator appointment vacant. So I don't know, Mr. Christman, do you want to expand on, are we appointing just Lieutenant Roach at this time, or do we have others?
Mr. Blayush has also put his name in for consideration, so I would recommend appointing both Mr. Roach and Mr. Blayush for a coordinator and deputy, respectively. If you need a third, I'm willing to volunteer to fill a third spot as well.
Well, why don't we do the two, and then if they think it's important to have a third, we will take you up on that. But do we have a motion? We have interested parties, Lieutenant Roche and Mr. Blayush. Do we have a motion? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Lieutenant Roche as the Emergency Management Coordinator and Brian Blayush as the Deputy Coordinator with the Emergency Management Agency for 1-year terms. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Lieutenant Roche and Mr. Blash are appointed, are so appointed. Next item is BB60. It's the appointment of one member to the Tri-County Regional Planning Committee for a one-year term. This is the fully expired term of Chris Crispin. Mr. Crispin, do we have a recommendation?
At this point, no.
I actually had your name penciled in, and since you volunteered to the last one, I'm just going to consider that volunteering for this one. So I'm going to make a motion that we appoint you as a member of the Tri-County Regional Planning Committee for a one-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? All those in favor of appointing Mr. Crispin to the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission for a one-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The next item and last is CC 61-63, the appointment of one individual to serve as a sewage enforcement officer for a one-year term. And I can tell there are many people in this room that are hoping that they get this appointment. But I think that the nominee is Mr. Jeremy Betts. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I'll make a motion over the angst of staff that we nominate, or we appoint Jeremy Bentz as the sewage enforcement officer for a one-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Bentz as sewage enforcement officer for a one-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, Mr. Bentz is so appointed. I did, so that concludes all of the appointments for tonight. I did want to note, I should have said this maybe at the outset, but for what it's worth, it's very important, number one, that we thank all those people who have been serving on boards and committees for three, 4 or 5 years. It's really important to get members of the community serve in these roles. And so for the folks that come forward and agree to serve, we owe them a debt of gratitude. It's, you know, it's funny when you sit on these boards or on the school board, people always say, oh, it's under, no, it's thankless, it's underappreciated. Those jobs that we ask people to sit on, zoning and planning and all these other committees that are so important to the operation of the township, really are thankless. And so we can't thank these citizens enough for their participation and willingness to serve. So for those folks that have been serving, a big thank you. Some folks who are on expired terms wish to be reappointed. That was not always the case this evening. I think, generally speaking, this board has always believed that it is good to continue to get more and more citizens involved and not just have a small group of people constantly being reappointed. Doesn't mean that people don't get reappointed. Sometimes that's just sort of, there isn't interest in the community in a particular year on a particular board, and so people agree to a reappointment. But where there are multiple people interested, we generally try, especially on the boards where there are 4 or 5 year terms, to give other citizens an opportunity to participate. And so it is not at all a reflection on the people that didn't get reappointed if they requested it. Some people just don't want to be reappointed. So there's a lot that goes into this every year. Big thank you to everybody that expressed interest. Thank you to those folks that are leaving the particular boards or committees that are on. They're encouraged to apply again next year for other boards or committees. And for the folks that are joining new for the first time, congratulations to them. It's a lot of work. You have a great team here at the township, but we appreciate your willingness to participate. I also would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge Mr. Wyckoff, who was appointed by the county commissioners to the Dauphin County Planning Commission. So congratulations to Mr. Wyckoff. It's nice to have a member of our team on the county planning commission. I served there for a few years, and you know, it's interesting when you get to see what's going, the different projects being developed around the county, and you have some input in terms of input from the county planning commission and it can be meaningful to those communities. And so congratulations to you, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That'll take us to the consent calendar for this evening. So the two items under the consent calendar are the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes from December 21st, 2021, our regular meeting, and approval of the accounts payable in the amount of $158,383.07, and payroll in the amount of $284,028.79. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to approve the consent calendar, both item A and item B.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt to approve the items under the consent calendar, A and B. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting are approved. That takes us to new business. There are really two items under new business. One is DD 64-65. It's the consideration of resolution 2021-06 to establish the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2022 at 4% of wages. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As noted, resolution 2022-06 sets the contribution rate for the police pension fund at 4% for fiscal year 2022, which is a requirement under Act 600. Unless there are questions, the resolution is in the form to be adopted this evening.
Any questions for Mr. Chrisman on this item? If not, we can accept a motion.
I'll offer a motion that resolution 2022-06, establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2022 at 4% of wages, is hereby approved.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting resolution 2021-06, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and resolution 2021-06 is approved and adopted. The next item, and last item under new business, is EE66-78. It's the request for authorization to complete a warrant analysis for left turning movements at the intersection of Cocoa Avenue and Governor Road. Mr. Christian.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our Transportation Committee has been discussing this, I think, at length for some time now. And late last year, at the end of 2021, the Board did authorize part one of this scope of services to do a preliminary analysis of this intersection to determine if left-turning movements are needed. And at this point, I think under the preliminary analysis, HRG has concluded that we should move on to part two of this scope of work, which is now to evaluate a warrant study to really truly understand what would be required and if it would improve the intersection. And I would assume, and I'll defer to Matt on this, that if the warrant analysis comes back and determines that a signal can be modified and it doesn't degrade the intersection what it's currently designated at, we can then move on to part three and we make a separate recommendation to the Board at a later meeting to move forward with that third part to then modify the permit for that signal. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we took it step by step, so you could sort of evaluate each step before we move on to the next. But yeah, we look at the level of service and see how much that degraded the other parts of the intersection.
And to, just to point out that this particular segment of the project, it's anticipated $2,800 to conduct the warrant analysis. If we move on to stage three or part three, that would be $2,500. At the end of that process, we'll have to determine where funding will come from to modify the signal head. There'll be a cost associated with that to replace the signal head should everything line up correctly. So at this point tonight, I'm just recommending that the Board approve part two of the scope of work for the letter dated November 17, 2021 under the scope of work from HRG for evaluating the intersection of Cocoa Avenue and Governor Road.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Chrisman?
Mr. Chrisman, the $2,800 and then potentially the $2,500 that would come in stage three, that's all we have that accessible. Like, that's not, it comes out of a current line item.
That's correct. This would be any of this work, even though it's being covered or separate cover, will be billed against the township engineer's line item.
Okay.
Any other questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow the township manager to authorize HRG to complete part two of the scope of services noted in their letter of November 17, 2021 for an amount not to exceed
$20,000. Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zubizer. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of authorizing HRG to move part two of the scope of services in the letter dated November 17, 2021, not to exceed $2,800, please vote aye. Aye. Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. All right, that'll conclude new business. That'll take us to Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. Start with Mr. Zamuda, the Supervisor Board or Committee Reports this evening.
I have nothing, Mr. Chair, just to wish everybody a happy new year.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Nutt.
No report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehoff.
No report this evening. Thank you.
You and I also have no report since our last meeting on the 21st, so we will move on then to departmental reports. Chief Warner, departmental report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to say thanks to our partners here with Public Works and the Fire Department in making the New Year's Eve celebration a big success this year. And I know we couldn't do it without the cooperation and set everything up, so I just wanted to thank those departments for their help in making that successful event.
Yeah, thank you for that report, Chief. Thanks for all the good work all of you did. There's a celebration and another safe one across the board. Thank you. Mr. Sassman, Fire Department.
Good evening. Just real quick, the Fire Department will vote in their new members or our board of elected officials tomorrow. There's no changes, so I will be with you for another year, happy to say, and no other changes for our stuff. And thank you all for your support.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you for that. That's a welcome news. Congratulations on your reappointment.
Thank you.
Mr. Clark, Public Works.
We have started Christmas tree pickup, which is going to run from today through the end of the month. So that's going to be a daily thing. We're also doing building cleanup throughout the whole Public Works facility. That's what we do here. And we've identified some projects, in the municipal complex as well that we'll be working on through the winter months, as well as me working on my apparent angry resting face.
Very good. We'll move to the library. Ms. Troutman.
No report this evening.
Thank you very much. Zach, not feeling well, so made the right move not to attend tonight. He did not necessarily have an update for us, but I hope that he recovers quickly and we see him in a few weeks. Mr. Bonetto, Township Engineer.
No report. Just thank you for the your support of HRG and look forward to another great year working again.
Thank you for the good work that HRG does year after year for us, has done year after year. We're glad to still have you on board. That's that, and I know I joke with you all the time, but that's the truth. So, community development, Mr. Emmerich.
Nothing this evening, thank you.
Very good, thank you, Chuck. Township manager.
I have nothing further to report, but thank you.
All right, that takes us to our second visitor public comment session. So anybody wishing to come forward can do so now. The rules are the same: name, first name, last name, and address. And 3 minutes or less. It is basking in the glow of her reappointment to the Tax Association. I'm wondering why she did wrong to get a reappointment. So no. Visitor of public comment.
I do thank you for letting me get sworn in tonight. You could have done it before the meeting, but I do thank you for the opportunity.
You are very welcome, Mr. Klein. I think we're very happy, and I was hoping maybe you'd stick around for a minute after me and talk to Mr. Zamuda and I real quickly. But no, we're thrilled that you came and thrilled we could do it together. And as you can see from the standing ovation you received after the swearing
in, I put a tie on just in case, but I didn't tell you. We can do it if you'd like, before the meeting.
I've been to some low-attended reorganization meetings over the years, but this might be the least attended.
They must have known I was coming.
Nobody from the media. This is actually perfect. So anyway, but thank you, and you're very welcome, so congratulations to you. All right, well, then that'll take us to adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, motion to adjourn by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second? I did, but I'm going to do it again. So motion's made, seconded by Mrs. Nutt. For discussion purposes, just a reminder, the board will meet quickly in executive session for about 15 minutes to discuss a land issue. But other than that, all those in favor of adjourning, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, hearing none, meeting is adjourned.